I can corroborate something that people have wondered about,
sure,
which is explosives. And I'm going to drop this little bombshell.
Here we go.
Yeah, well, there's a few here, I guess. You know, I got an email during this last break. Someone said, oh, my God, you're kind of going into some pretty way-out stuff. What's going on with this SETI project? A lot of people confuse the parent organization of Disclosure Project, CSETI, with SETI. And SETI is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence that Carl Sagan and these folks set up. And we recently have had confirmed to us from an extremely high-ranking SETI official that they have received multiple extraterrestrial signals, so many, in fact, that they began to get jammed by some sort of human intelligence operation that was jamming their equipment to prevent further signals from coming in. I'm hoping that this senior official with SETI will step forward with this. I know who he is. I've actually spoken with him.
And it's not Seth, is it?
I don't want to go through a process of elimination,
right,
but it's extremely high ranking. And in fact, the question then becomes, why is there this cover up going on? You know, we had an astronomer who had been involved in that SETI project years ago, who was the editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, who stated to members of Congress, and we set up the briefings in 1997 with some of the early Disclosure Project witnesses, that in fact he had been at one of the observatories when a signal came in, and that it was of extraterrestrial origin, and that it was all hushed up. So, you know, the question is, why is that being suppressed? The answer is that program, unfortunately, has never been free and independent as a truly scientific search. And this is one of our concerns about these sorts of programs. I think it's more of a smokescreen, but they have actually gotten some very, very significant signals. But
and this is recent, other than the one you just mentioned?
Oh, yes. This is recent.
Okay.
And also, it has been ongoing up to the point where apparently some, I don't know if it was the NRO or the NSA, began to jam the signals and distort them because they were getting too many of them, and they did not want it to continue. Did not want the SETI project to continue receiving those signals.
Okay. Well, you know, we have, and you're not telling me this, but we've had Seth on the program before. It might be are worthwhile to get him back on here.
Very definitely. If he doesn't know, he ought to know this.